mortgages to cash, interest rates and credit. Robert Palmer helps you with it. The Money Minute.
Robert Palmer, he's our financial guru from RP Funding and the Saving Thousands Radio Network. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Always a pleasure to be here in the studio.
Oh, we love having you here. Today we have a question from Chloe. She wants to know, is there anything else I can do to reduce my income taxes that I'm not doing now? I'm not sure what she's doing now, but what are the basics?
Yeah, I mean, so at the end of the day, like having kids will reduce your income tax because you get to claim more dependents.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a mortgage because you can write off the mortgage interest if it pushes you out of your standard deduction.
Okay.
Mortgage interest is deductible. If you work for a job where you have like mileage deductions or expenses, make sure you keep a good track of those. There's this line on your tax returns called unreimbursed business expenses. So if you have to pay for things as a part of your job and your employer doesn't reimburse you, those are a big one. And then putting money into a 401k and an IRA. Those are huge. If you save money in a retirement vehicle like a 401k or an IRA, that can be taken off. If your company has a health savings account plan, mm-hmm. those dollars can come off. At the end of the day, have a good accountant, sit down, come up with strategy, and make sure you're doing everything you can, because every dollar you don't pay to the IRS is one you saved.
True.
So it's really important to make sure you have a good handle on how to minimize your taxes as much as possible.